on the wing?
Yeah, I like Michael's game at center. There wasn't a problem with that. We had a player go down on Mark Scheifele, and the adjustment was that all the lines changed because of it. So we wanted to get back a little bit to something that we had a comfort level with, where we were, I believe, a better defensive team. And in doing so, we still need a centerman, so Jimmy Slater will come in and get an opportunity to get a few more minutes.
What do you like about John Albert's game? How familiar are you with him?
I've heard a lot, seen a little on video, but energy and a high, real high compete level, and the role that he'll be in, that'll be important for him.
So was that Frolik struggling on?
No, and he may go back to center. I mean, we're auditioning guys, really, and looking for some comfort with all the lines. You've seen him take up quite a few face-offs, and he excelled there for sure. No, there wasn't a problem with him, but we just lost three games, and basically since Scheif went out, we've been up behind it. You know, we've been behind in the score, and Mike, like I said, may have to go back there into the middle, but we'd like to get a little bit more of a comfort line. We're looking for that answer right now. Well, what's unusual here maybe a little bit is you don't have a lot of guys that are on the wing that have played center. And that's a function of a young team, I think, that usually you'll, over the years, have drafted players that are good players at center but don't fit in the middle, so they go to the wing. There's actually more times than not when you get into an NHL locker room, you have a centerman. There's three or four guys that have played center before. Here, because we're young and there hasn't been a lot of guys go to the middle and then get pushed out to the wing. We've done a little more juggling maybe than you normally would.
Do they?
I know. Yeah, the ramifications become greater and greater as the number of games winds down. There's no doubt about that.
You talk about your goaltender. You're starting tonight.
Al's going tonight. Yeah. I mean, Pav has played exceptionally well, and that's a long run that he's been on since the Olympic break. Like I said, for Pav, I haven't found Pav play an off game yet. I've had him get into some games where I didn't think things were going right in front of him before the puck got to him, where he could make. And then, just in my experience, when you see that happen to a guy, sometimes he needs a one-game reset. And we've got a guy who's got great numbers in Al, and we need to be comfortable using him.
There were some bizarre goals scored against him the other night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think really the first three have anything to do with the goaltender. Well, they don't. You know, I mean, the one he's not even alive. He's not in the net for it. We're down and giving up three goals, and our goaltender hasn't been an issue, and he's made some saves. The backdoor goal, he's not getting that one. Nobody's getting that one either. So he played exceptionally well against LA. He played really well out of the gate. So I'm not down on him at all. I'm a big fan of him, but in terms of running a guy, sometimes when that happens, like I said, your best option is when you have a player like Alice to go with Al.